El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey! Welcome to Unpopular Opinion. This is a podcast hosted by Adam Todd Brown. I am not Adam Todd Brown. Adam Todd Brown is a columnist at Cracked.com. You may have heard of it. It's a podcast. He talks about his column. He talks about cheese. He talks about whatever's happening in the world of pop culture. Joining us today, he works at Cracked. He makes all the pictures you love to look at. You know, when you go to thecracked.com, you see, oh, five things about whatever. You just go to the pictures. You just go to see what five things there are. You don't even read any of what's on there. Anyways, he's a graphic designer. He's funny. He's Randall Maynard. Also joining us today, she hasn't been here for a while. I haven't seen her in a little bit. She's funny. She's, I guess, roommates with Maria Shahada. That I think that's what was going on with them. But didn't Maria move? Didn't she move into England or something? What's Kat going to do? Kat Reinhart's here. We'll ask her about that. It's going to be a good show.
Oh, we're recording. You know, I know that because the clock just started.
Wee. That's fun.
Happy Independence Day, everybody.
It's the 5th.
Shut
it's
up.
Over.
You know what I mean?
It's over.
I celebrate over. America's freedom all week. And then I go back to being a communist. Kat Reinhart, you're here.
Hey, Adam Todd Brown. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Just living the dream.
You haven't been here in a long time.
I know. It's been a long time.
What did we do wrong? Why don't you like us?
Well, Maria left. So, and she
That's
was
right.
like my buddy. I was always here with Maria.
Yeah. And she went to England.
She went to England. She got engaged.
She Brentered.
That's like she did. She did.
Opposite of Brexit, everybody.
Just in time for Independence Day. She
Amexited.
She did. Yeah. She Amexited. So she was my unpopular opinion buddy. So I don't know.
Well, now you have effectively replaced Maria Shahada. Yes. She does not.
Great.
We're going to go back and edit you into all the podcasts.
That would be great. That would be perfect. I'm an Egyptian. I'm 4'11", but on all dating sites, I say 5'1".
That does make a huge difference.
It does. It does.
4'11".
Ooh. Well, I assume for women. I've been told by guys that girls care.
They do. As someone who's 5'11", I've gotten left out.
That's so
by
up.
So many. Just if, they, if there's no, yeah, I should. I don't want to be a liar.
No one's going to question that.
People would question it after.
You
like
can
I couldn't
lie.
I couldn't put 6 feet.
You can lie in the beginning. That's when you lie. And then you win them over with your amazing personality. And then they're like, wait a second, you're 5'11".
Ah, you wacky bastard. Speaking of bastards, Randall, you're here. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, hit it, Brett. Hey. You know, the hardest part of this show for me is the first few minutes. Because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their life. When all I really want to talk about is what I've been up to since last week. That's why we call the segment This Week with Me. I'm getting tense. We have so much stuff to announce next week. I just want people to know that. We are announcing very, very big plans next week. Fade it out, Brett.
So yeah, I've just been like hanging out and taking care. I've been.
Oh,
local,
that wasn't a serious question. Huh? I don't give a shit what you've been up to.
Oh.
That was just for effect. Oh. So I could set that up. No, really,
That's
what have you been
bad.
Up to?
No, you know what? Never
Hit
mind.
Hit it, Brett. That was fun. I don't think I even need to ask what everyone's been up to because I assume you all went and saw The Purge this weekend because it's Independence Day. And The Purge saved America in the future, so it's our patriotic duty to go see The Purge. Who went?
Are we talking about the new one?
Just me. Yeah.
That's all you.
Just me. I rushed there opening day. Well, I didn't go opening. Well, yeah, I was going to go Thursday night, which is like LA.
Did you go opening day
night.
Or Thursday night?
I went Friday.
Get your facts straight.
During the day.
Mm. Was it packed?
No.
Really?
No, well, I went at like noon on a Friday.
Everyone was off this Friday.
There were people, but it wasn't packed.
Really?
It didn't have the attendance that a movie like The Purge 3 election year deserves, certainly. But it was, I guess, a respectable audience.
Have you run the numbers? Have you checked out the weekend box office of The Purge?
No, I have not. That's a very good point. I don't know what, did it have any competition? Did any
the
other?
The big fucking giant.
The big fucking giant.
Yeah, the BFG. You just called it the B, though, Brett, so that's not
the title. Here we go. It beat the BFG for sure.
Look at that.
Everyone lost to Finding Dory, though.
All right. That little fish.
That little fish and her mental problems.
That's right.
Just destroying
everybody. Yeah, because there's a lot of kids out at the movies on 4th of July weekend. If it wasn't for that, Purge wins.
Purge did a respectable $31 million for a $10 million movie.
Right. It did better than Independence Day on Independence Day weekend. That's pretty good. You can brag about that.
Independence Day and the BFG bombed.
Yeah. What is the BFG? I don't know.
The big friendly giant. He's a giant and he's friendly.
That's stupid. We had the Iron Giant already and he was a badass. That's what we need.
God, their budget was $140 million. Oh, that's got to be so embarrassing to see that $140 underneath the Purge with that little tin.
Yeah. That's rough. Good job, the Purge. So anyway, since the Purge just happened, well, the Purge didn't just happen. The movie just came out. The Purge, as everyone knows, is
you didn't participate March in the 21st. Real Purge.
Yeah, it's usually March 21st, 22nd, same weekend as March Madness. Same weekend that kicks off.
It's on the
off.
Spring solstice.
Yeah, that's how you remember. Yeah, first day of spring, March Madness, the Purge, they all happen at the exact same time. That's how you remember that, basketball fans. What I want to talk about is why the Purge would work here in the United States. It's going to be a very unpleasant conversation. I'm going to make a lot of points people don't like. That's fine.
I feel like Donald Trump and his supporters would be so into the Purge.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
But they would be like just really racist about it.
Well, that's like the whole point of the Purge is it's that kind of thing. It's a government talking its people into going along with a genocide of sorts. But in this case, it's just homeless people. That's how the first Purge, if you look at your Purge history.
I watched the first one with Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, good movie. If you check your Purge lore, you will know that the first Purge started as a response to the public. There were a series of crimes committed by homeless people, and the public started feeling like they needed protection from the homeless. So the government was like, hey, here's an idea, go kill them all. And people were like, yeah, let's do that. I feel like that's a good point. Like, it's not all that unlike the kind of things Donald Trump is trying to talk people into in terms of Muslims or Mexicans. They are the source of your problems, and once they're all gone, everything will be better.
Yeah, it's like government-sanctioned prejudice. You just go like, oh, yeah, I just kill a bunch of people. It distills like all the nuance of like politics and stuff. You just like, yeah, just kill people you don't like.
If Trump gets elected and he, on opening day, is like, hey, go kill all the Muslims, there will be a lot of Trump supporters who go do that. It won't work, but the Purge would, because homeless people can't fight back.
I think we're really underestimating the homeless here.
Well, they got nothing left to lose.
In this cinematic universe.
Well, they got nothing left to lose, but we also have all the guns.
There's no way, though, that it's going to be limited to homeless people.
No, definitely not. People are gonna
I fucking hate my wife. Bam, bam.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, totally. And we'll talk about that, too, because it's stuff like that that'll make the crime numbers go way down if there's a Purge. Because like 70% of all murder convictions are premeditated murders. Who's committing a premeditated murder when the Purge is a thing?
But then you just wait for the
Purge and it's not illegal, so it's not on the books.
Like settling in with your significant other on the night of the Purge, like, you know, lock yourselves in your like safety room and then all of a sudden you're looking at each other and like you're both planning on killing each other.
Yeah. If you're a couple, I don't know why you would spend the Purge together.
That's a great point.
Unless you're on really good terms.
Yeah, and you never know.
Yeah.
I'd go to one of those hotel rooms in Tokyo that are like the size of a telephone booth and just lock myself in.
Well, you could just go to Tokyo. The Purge only happens in the United States, pal.
Oh, okay.
Don't try to give other countries credit for our good ideas.
But what about
please
illegal immigrants coming over and participating in the Purge?
Oh, that does happen in the third movie.
Oh.
There's all these like fucking French assholes who show up. I don't know what that hand signal means, French assholes.
Are they running?
Who show up like, this is America. And
are they allowed to participate in the Purge as well?
Yeah, they do, but they're really bad at it because they're French pussies. They get shot right away. That's a fun thing about the Purge. All the really scary people you see in the trailers usually die like 5 minutes into showing up because they're the ones doing the craziest shit.
Yeah, if they have a cool mask on, they die.
So the bad guys in the Purge are French? Because you got to think, like, movies can't, like,
everyone's
how do you,
a bad guy in the
but
Purge.
But how do you, like...
The government is mainly the main bad guy in the Purge.
The government is.
Because the government is the one who...
Because they're just like, bye.
Well, no, the government... The Purge was the government's idea. And it was, at first, in response to the homelessness thing. But there's not that many homeless people in the United States. You'd probably kill all of them that first...
The first one.
And then you have to start making up reasons why... The Purge is still a good thing. So it eventually turns into, it's a night for people to get all their pent-up rage and anger out. And that thus reduces crime.
What a terrible night. What if you go into labor?
Yeah.
You're on your own, right? Because there's no...
Don't.
Hold just it hold in. It.
Yeah, either that or just go to a hospital before the Purge starts, in case. Oh, because hospitals are immune from purging. You don't purge at the hospital, you fucking monster.
Really?
Yeah.
Hustle was on lockdown? Okay. All right, that makes sense.
Duh.
Now, do they show that? I don't remember.
Yeah, well, it's a thing that comes up.
Part of the expanded Purge universe.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if you like read one of the novels or something.
It was on a Reddit thread.
I looked long and hard for pertinent information about the Purge backstory, and a lot of it has been taken off.
Pertinent information.
Oh, no.
Where's my no noise?
No. Nothing for that.
Yeah, fair enough. Ooh, it came back up at the end.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's how slide whistle works. That's how slides work. You go down and go back up. Yep.
I'm not sure about
yep,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Not sure you've ever been on a slide.
So when I say the Purge would work, that first night where it's just go out and kill the homeless people, that's totally going to work. Like, we're winning that war. I feel like if you locked us in the room with four homeless people, we're winning.
I wouldn't.
Well, maybe not. No.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be touched. Like, that's one of the things, like, I have a real problem with physical contact with the homeless. If I give them money, I, like, have to, like, kind of, like, drop it on
ball it up
their hand.
Yeah.
Well, so much of the homeless is mentally ill, right?
Yes.
Isn't that the problem? Reagan let them, like, close all the...
Yeah, Reagan shut down all the... All the mental health hospitals
in the 70s.
Well, it started in 70s. He started shutting them down in California. Then when he became president, he kind of gutted the federal mental health system and shut them down nationwide.
Good call, Reagan.
Yeah, crime started going way up after that.
Right. So really, we should just have killed Reagan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The Purge 4 should be like going back in time. Going Reagan.
Yeah, someone's setting the dial to baby Hitler, and they pass Reagan, and they're like, oh, no.
Let's
stop there first.
Let's do a little visit here.
Hit stop. Let's kill adult dementia-riddled Reagan.
Yeah. Right. But
just right at the end of his term. Yeah.
I hope this is the Bill and Ted sequel.
Exactly.
It's the only way it's going to matter.
But if so many of them are mentally ill, you're dealing with like a mentally ill like person. They could be scrappy.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, we got the weapons, man. What are homeless people going to do when we start pulling guns?
Spit on us.
Yeah, but like in LA, there are like huge communities of homeless people, and like they could rob gun shops.
It would take a while to lock down LA. Like, that's true.
Yeah, I'm like, if you're
LA, San Francisco would be tough.
Well, yeah. I think all of these movies take place in LA, right? At least the first two.
They take place in Purge City.
Purge City. God damn it.
I don't know where they are.
Well, and the second one definitely takes place in LA. And it's like, if you've been in LA, the homeless population outnumbers everybody. Like, they're going to just take
you out. San Francisco, too.
Oh, man, yeah. Don't be on Market Street during Purge night.
Ever.
And also ever.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, they outnumber us, but we would be better.
Do they outnumber us?
Yeah, they don't even outnumber us.
10 to 1.
No, that's not
the homeless.
10 times more homeless people in this country than regular people.
Do you think our society is structured so that like there's always going to be homeless people? Like we're all graded on some sort of curve.
If
we purge all the homeless, like in the next year, there would be like a new batch of homeless.
Well, no, because here's the thing. One of the reasons the Purge is so effective is once the homeless people are gone. Right now, we spend something like $4 billion a year trying to fight homelessness in this country. Once there's no more homeless people, you get to pump that money into social services for people who might be like on the verge of being homeless, but not quite.
On the verge of the Purge?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. On the verge of falling victim to the Purge, and you boost them up, then there's less poverty. And then you just have to start killing everyone who doesn't protect themselves, but that's fine.
We spend $4 billion. Is that true? That's true.
Yeah, most of it in spare change, I think.
That's crazy though, because it's symptomatic. Like you're dealing with homelessness, which is a symptom of other problems. So you're never really solving the homeless problem if you're always attacking the homeless problem in a vacuum. So yeah. The purge is bullshit.
Is the purge a social commentary on homelessness?
I think it's more just like class structure.
The movies clearly hate rich people, and that's the only thing I could. And you know what? That's fine.
That's a message I can get behind.
Absolutely.
But that I feel like that once it frees up the money that we spend on homelessness, that's one of the first things that people are going to see and be like, yeah, this works. This is a good idea. Because it's going to fit. It's going to achieve that first goal of getting rid of the homeless people. Like, we'll take them out in one night.
When I grew up in Atlanta, and when we had the 1996 Olympics there, they just like sent buses in to downtown and just bust all the homeless out of the city.
Oh yeah, every Olympics is the purge with, like, for homeless
nowhere
people.
And with nowhere for them to go. Oh. Yeah. It was like a really fucked up situation, but yeah. So we could just keep having the Olympics.
Yeah, yeah. The Olympics are basically the purge when they come to town.
They didn't kill them; they just sent them out to the field. I don't know where they went to play with the others. I don't know where they went.
Also, that sounds like killing them when it you does, say you say we just send them to a farm.
To the field. Yeah.
Take them to the field.
You're just going to a field. It's fine. Nothing. Nothing good happens for people in a field.
Yeah it's not Coachella. It's definitely not. Or is it?
That would be punishment enough. You have to go hang out at Coachella for a weekend. No tent. No! So another big aspect of life under the purge is unemployment is really low. You know why that is?
No, it's a war.
Because so many people die. There's just
that. And also what I figure is after that first one where we take all the homeless people and kill them, eventually they're going to have to just start. It's going to have to start, like, the purge will have to feed itself by going after
the unemployed.
Not just the unemployed, but people who, like, have money but not enough to put a fucking steel gate in front of their building on purge night. So then they die, but those people probably have jobs. So that, like, every year we're just opening up huge holes in the job market by cutting people completely out of the labor pool forever.
What you're saying is that the world population has about just 6% more people than jobs.
We're talking only about the United States.
Sure. The population of Purge City, where, I don't know. I haven't seen these
I don't
movies.
Know how many people live in Purgeville.
I'm just saying there's more.
Purge City was a joke, Brett.
Purge Town. It's called Purge Town. Purge Town it's, adjacent.
Purgeopolis.
No, because it's not just that, like, culling part of the workforce every year would leave jobs open, but there's also going to be a whole industry that would spring up around the purge.
Mostly, like, sanitation. Right.
Sanitation.
Right. There's going to be sanitation. There's going to be cleanup afterwards. There's going to be rebuilding infrastructure.
Masks.
There's going to be memorabilia. I'm going to want an iPurge t-shirt every year, or at least the sticker, so I can post it on Facebook.
Sticker, yeah.
Yeah. iPurge. And protection. That was Ethan Hawke's
funeral
job. Right. In the first movie.
Wouldn't wouldn't every year the purgers get more creative and more powerful with the implements they use to kill people? Like, year two, you're going to have these, like, steel bars or, you know, towers around your house, and then the next year they're going to figure out how to break those down. So then it's like they're just the people who are the richest with the best, like, protection are going to survive and no one else.
But that means that there's an open market for that too, because then every year you have upgraded security. That's pandering to the low income or the whoever that needs to upgrade. So you have,
even if
it doesn't work.
But then you could sell trade secrets to the highest bidder. And so, like, the purgers could be like, we'll give you $11 million if you tell us how you built this structure.
Yeah, or what the codes are.
And then, they could be playing both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The possibilities are endless.
Yeah. This is better plotting than most of the Purge movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about, it seems like this is only, the Purge is only for violent crime. What about nonviolent crime? Can I go out and download a bunch of movies?
Yeah, I mean, you could definitely do that on Purge night.
Commit insider trading.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do that from the comfort of your home.
Yeah, cyber purge.
Is the internet, does Wi-Fi work? during the purge.
Yeah, I think so.
So yeah, cybercrime, like I would look into stealing some money for sure.
I think they use their phones and stuff during the purge in the movies that I've seen.
Yeah, the utilities, right? The utilities are all good.
Yeah, it's just emergency responders won't respond to emergencies.
I would steal money.
To prevent someone from poisoning the water supply and getting away
because you
with
can't
it.
Use
those
come on, man. Brett. Holy there shit. Are restrictions on what kind of weapons
yeah it doesn't say
use.
It says here you can't use class 4 weapons, but that says explosive devices.
Class 4 weapons or explosive devices. Class 4 weapons and above, I think, are like chemical weapons, nuclear weapons, things like that.
Yeah, probably anything that wouldn't, because I think the murder has to be immediate. It has to be within the 12-hour period.
Yeah.
So if anyone dies after, then I think you're...
Then you're just a murderer. Yeah. You keep killing people after 7 a.m.
Yeah, if you nuked Purge City and it was like uninhabitable for 10,000 years, then that's beyond the purge.
Yeah.
Is it 12 hours... total across the whole country, or do they stack it?
It's in
15-minute
increments spread out throughout the year.
But does it start? Does it start at 7 p.m. in Los Angeles, and then 10 p.m. in New York, or New York started theirs 3 hours earlier?
That's a good question. I don't know if you could like cross time zones and just keep on purging.
Yeah, you get a little extra time in.
Yeah, like drinking on daylight savings.
If you caught a flight, what do you think? You get like 2 hours extra of purging or something, or what?
Can you purge on the plane for one thing? Oh, yeah. See, that would be... I feel like a plane would be another place where you couldn't purge.
Yeah, I feel like it's a hospital zone.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Or maybe, why would you even be flying on the purge?
Well, you just said so that you could
get... What if your wife is in labor?
There you go, back to labor.
That's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Flying home.
If you're driving to another state to get more time to purge... I don't think you're doing it right.
I think that everybody would just, if this happened for real in real life, I think most people would just leave the country, and then that would be the end of America.
Well, that would be a purge in and of itself. Mm-hmm. Like, that would help, too. Because, like, the whole point of it is keeping the population under control.
Right, but the only people who stayed would be the ones who wanted to kill people or couldn't afford to leave. So, they would
just...
No,
there'd be people who have to stay.
Pregnant women.
Like, me and Randall are pretty integral to what Cracked does, so we would have to stay here. Like, we couldn't flee.
Yeah,
we're not going to let Cracked fall victim.
You can do Cracked in Vancouver. Yeah. You can hop over to Canada and do. You can do Cracked on a beach in Mexico. You can.
Cracked is like the Snowpiercer train. There needs to be some people here physically turning the gears and pushing the buttons.
Yeah.
You could move this room into a little hut in Mexico or a nice little building in Vancouver. You'd be fine.
You should be writing this down, Adam.
Yeah, that's true. I need to know this for when the purge finally happens.
Oh, no, just finally. Just this is good ideas.
Finally happens. Yeah, these are really good ideas. So, yeah, unemployment would be low because there'd be all these new jobs from the purge. We'd also be killing part of the workforce every year.
Mm-hmm. And you can't kill the president, right? There's like government officials you're not allowed to kill.
Right.
Ooh, or can you?
But should it be... Who's enforcing
these rules, though?
I was going to say higher government officials should be exempt except for the president. President should be open game. Like, if you want to come for the king, you best not miss. But you can go for the king.
The actually, part of the plot of the third movie is that in response to people finally catch on that the purge is just rich people's way of making money off the poor and not having to spend money on the poor. That's the hand signal for that. We should be filming all of these.
Yeah.
But one of the concessions they give people to try and appease them is that in this purge, government officials can be killed.
Oh.
Whoa.
But it's a trick because there's a woman running for president who wants to end the purge. So when they say we can kill, they're thinking they're going to go find her and kill her.
Mm.
But they don't know. She's that crafty broad from Lost. It's not going to go that easy.
Not going to happen.
Did they set it up for a fourth?
See, not like it. I don't think I'm spoiling too much by saying they don't kill the woman who's running for president. That's not how movies work.
Yeah.
So she survives. And at the end, she's like, oh, yeah, no more purge. And you think, oh, well, that sucks. I hope someone kills her because I want more purge. But then over the end credits, you hear news reports about, like, white racists rioting because the purge has ended. So there'll still be something.
So Sacramento's fine is what they're saying?
Exactly, yeah.
No change.
In the first and second one, or specifically in the second one, they make note that there are new founding fathers and, like, a new form of government. And they call it like a regime, took over and stuff. So I guess they just backtrack on that by the third one.
Well, no, the new founding fathers are still in charge. But see, that's that's a misconception about the Purge universe.
Okay.
That I think, but I think it's important. There, it's not that a regime took over. Every moment of the Purge, all the movies are happening in a United States that still is a democracy, that still goes to the polls. The people voted for this. The people wanted the Purge. Mm-hmm. They voted it into existence. And they did it with the thinking that it was going to save the country. And they even admit in the movie that it kind of works. There's a point where the senator who wants to end it and the guy who's running the new founding fathers are having a debate. And he says she says something about ending the Purge. And he says something like, it also saved the country. So, and like under her breath, she goes, there's other ways to do it. Okay, so it worked then. So she's saying it did save the country. It wasn't forced on people. They just voted for it. So,
like Brexit?
Yep.
So, and exactly. So Donald Trump voted. Is going to somehow save our country?
No. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Can I tell you when I became pro-Purge?
Yeah.
Because in the second movie, when the couple gets like stuck outside because they needed to go to the grocery store or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't want them to win. I didn't want them to walk away from that. I thought that was really dumb.
Yeah.
A bad decision.
It's
like everyone's going to start killing each other. But I also really need some Doritos.
Yeah, so of like, all the bad unrealistic things that happen in The Purge, that's the one that bothers me the most. When people are like, oh shit, it's almost 7. I didn't know. That happens to Ethan Hawke, too. You're like one of the main proponents of Purge security. And at 6:45, he's like, oh shit, it's almost time to lock up. I didn't realize.
And he wasn't even drinking or anything. There's no excuse.
Yeah, he was just hanging out. Like, they had dinner planned around that time.
Yeah.
Like, oh, is it this time already? Yeah.
I was so excited about this dinner, I forgot about the Purge.
When you call the Olive Garden, you're like, can I have a reservation for 4 on the 21st? They should be like, sir, just so you know, that's during the Purge.
Bro, that's Purge night. We're closed.
Yeah. Olive Garden should be
They would be open.
Do you think Waffle House is open during
Waffle
the Purge?
Waffle House definitely open during the Purge.
Because Waffle House, we've talked about the Waffle House Index before. If the Waffle House is open, that means the damage in any given area that's been hit by a natural disaster isn't that bad. And if Waffle House is closed, holy shit.
But any place that's open, the people serving should be exempt or something. Because then you're just going to come in and kill the waitresses who also, work behind the counter.
Free waffles.
Purge 5, kill the waitresses.
Making the hash browns. Mm-hmm. And then there's no hash browns to be consumed.
Yeah, if you're going to go, just dine and ditch. That's
illegal. I'm not making my own hash browns on Purge night.
There you go.
Yeah.
For damn sure.
That's rule number one.
Would either of you purge? Would you do it? Would you go out and I definitely would not. Not in a violent way. I would do the stay home.
No, you know where I would go though? There's like this chandelier shop near me that is like, I think it's a front for the mafia or something. Like nobody ever goes in it. It's just completely empty.
Those are the best stores.
Yeah. I would just hide in there. And then if people
you think people are going to come steal chandeliers?
Well, I mean, even if they do, first of all, stealing a chandelier is like intense. That's going to take most
of
their
work.
Effort. That's not, they're not going to be focused on killing me.
They're just going to come in and break the chandeliers.
But see, that's the thing. And then when they're done, they're going to be tired. And then I'm like, hey, you want a beer? I'm watching Netflix. I'm not going to have sex with everybody who comes in, but I'm just saying, it's not Netflix and chill situation.
It's a Purge. Why not?
Yeah. But, I think that would be, that's my plan. That's a good plan. It's a good plan, Brett.
I would leave and go be in another country.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
Yeah. I mean, if I did stay in the country, I would just stay in, hang out, watch the Purge on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope that someone would kill like the Kardashians. But I wouldn't leave it up to myself.
They're rich, and they're going to have.
Yeah, you're not.
Ethan Hawke will hook them up with.
If anything, there's going to be a really infuriating episode of Keeping Up the Kardashians where they're just out purging.
I feel like them being taken out though would help our country so much more than like some homeless people being removed.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, maybe, but it's not gonna. I just want you to know it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, that's true. But see, that would be because I'm trying to think of who I would feel compelled to purge, and that's all. What about you? Who do you have someone in your mind you could go kill?
No, like I wouldn't kill anyone. I would just. I don't know. I'd maybe cyber bully someone for 12 hours, see if I could get them to kill themselves.
Okay, there you go. I would just.
That's
get
a guilt free crime.
There you go.
Be stronger in the face of social media criticism, baby. Big baby.
Word.
Killing yourself because I made fun of you on social media. I don't know who I would do that. I'd find someone. Probably Randall.
No, you can't.
I'd cyberbully Randall.
I'm already dead inside.
A vulnerable teenager.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Cracked fan. It'd be good times. No, I wouldn't, like, I would stay home, but I feel like at some point, I don't feel like I'm stay home and survive the purge trouble-free.
Who's going to go out and kill? Because wouldn't most people be terrified to go outside because they can get killed as well?
And see, that's why the purge, that's part of the reason why the purge, at least in the movies, works. Because it's a thing most people don't want to go outside and see happening. So at some point, the government just starts sending armies out to round people up and kill them because there's not enough homeless or vulnerable people to kill anymore because we killed all them. So the government just goes out and starts getting people to kill just so they have enough people to kill to make the purge successful. But because normal people aren't going out and seeing what's happening on purge night, when people pop up and say, hey, here's what the government's doing, people are like, shut up, you conspiracy nut. Government wouldn't do that. The purge is a beautiful thing. And that's why the purge, that's why all government conspiracies work, because no one believes it.
Have you spent some time on Reddit?
No.
Talking with people about the purge, Adam? No?
No. I don't want people to know my plans.
Oh, okay. I feel like you could really enjoy like an evening on Reddit in a message board about the purge.
Those words don't make sense.
I want to purge. Ask me anything.
Yeah.
AMA.
Yeah.
I feel like I would survive the purge.
Would you be armed?
Yeah, that's another, like, gun sales would go through the roof, right?
Through the roof.
I feel like if the purge became a thing, I would own a gun.
And then people could actually say, I really do need this to protect my family.
Right.
And people would finally be like, okay, and then, you have a point.
And then they would kill their family on purge night.
Yeah.
And enjoy the sweet, sweet freedom the next day.
Yep.
That's true. That's the thing. I feel like the purge would end up being people, like a family or a couple, like we talked about earlier, all getting in their house with their giant lock system, and then all of a sudden being like, and like, you know, the teenage kid would be like, fuck you, mom and dad, bam, bam. Or like,
it's that teenage kid's right.
The dad would do it, yeah.
Her dad would kill the whole family, or like, mom killed her whole family the other, like, last week.
And that's exactly why violent crime numbers would go way down, because so many the only murder you're getting convicted for is a premeditated murder. That's why serial killers are so hard to catch, because they're random. They don't usually know their victim. Like most murders that get solved, it's because someone who knew the victim committed the crime. So most of the murders that get successfully prosecuted now would just happen on the purge and they wouldn't make it to the crime stats. So violent crime would go way down. Violent crime meaning murder. Rape would still be off the charts, I'm assuming.
This doesn't help that at all.
Yeah. I mean, in countries where prostitution's legal, all the sexual crime stats are way down.
Really?
Because people... Yeah. That's get true. It out of their systems.
That's true. Everyone could fuck for a night on the purge.
I don't think you should cross those over. let's do a different.
I'm not night. Recommending.
Oh, I think you were recommending.
We can read between the
recommending.
Lines.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear what you're gonna do on purge night.
The government would save a lot of money too, because how many tax dollars are spent investigating a murder?
See, exactly.
So it must be. $50,000. At least
$100.
Yeah. At least not nothing. So, you know, so then they don't have to investigate any of these murders or any of these crimes.
Way less mass shootings in the news. So we're less bummed out about that because all those would just happen at like 7 o'clock.
But there'd be no mass, though. All the masses would be home, I would hope.
Yeah, but you'd still be able to find. Like, there's still going to be dipshits who are out just because... They like lost track of time. A car broke down. Something.
That's true. That's true.
You're gonna get all of them.
Oh, I didn't think about the car breaking down. I should have used that in the movie. That's a way better excuse than whatever bullshit going
to
buy
grocery
monster. That is what happens in the second movie.
I got to go to the Rite Aid.
Well, no, they go to the Rite Aid, and then one of the scary people in masks who's waiting for the purge to start.
Yeah, but they did it like their car. They did it like a half hour before the purge started. So they're stupid.
They're ethical.
Wait, do you have to wear the mask? Is that one of the rules?
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't get why you wear the mask.
It's all legal. So it's like, what are you doing?
I'd wear a mask that just looked like my own face. Because I'd still want people to know it was me, but I'd want to look really scary and grotesque.
Would you write your name on your forehead on the mask? Okay.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a good purge this year, guys. Yeah.
Need to kill anybody, I don't think. And that's one
just
of the things.
Just steal some shit.
Yeah, I was reading that article. Get in some article car. You sent, and it was like, man's nature is like violent at our core, so we feel this need to kill, and it's being repressed, and that's why there's so many problems now. So, like, if we enact something like the purge, you get that out of your system.
Sounds like some Gamergate shit right there.
Man is being repressed by feminism, so we need the purge.
Shut up.
Yeah. Say, I don't think that's right.
But that's why one of the
die immediately in the purge monster.
So you don't think that, because one of the things you sent us about the purge, it was an article that was saying, like, you know, since the beginning of time we've been at war, like we fight and kill all the time, and
yeah,
so we were at war with the dinosaurs, and now we're at war with each other.
We were the dinosaurs were at war with asteroids.
We love
they lost.
To go to war. We love to fight, and we haven't had like a huge war. I mean, on the level of like hundreds of thousands of people dying.
Have we ever? Well, we haven't had like another war.
We haven't had a huge war since, right? It's been
like
over
Iraq,
50 years.
Afghanistan.
Yeah, but
horrific,
I mean,
that was our longest wars. War. Yeah.
Yes, no. I'm saying, like, on American soil, like, what's the percentage of U.S. troops now is like less than, I think, 1% of the population.
Yeah.
Are military, and that used to be our, you know. If you're from here, if your grandparents are from here, your grandfather was in the military.
Yeah.
Like everyone's grandfather who lived here at that time was in the military. And now it's like we don't even know anyone who is in the military.
I feel like that's the only way you'd get me even close to joining the military is if there was a war here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. I would go to New York City and fight Nazis.
Yeah, you'd suit up.
Top of a tall building.
Yeah, sniper.
Anti-Nazi sniper. Mm-hmm. I'd do that for any military.
No, we're going to send you back to the Dakotas. You know the lay. You know the lay of the land too well.
I'm going to protect Mount Rushmore.
You're good in like a Red Dawn situation. Codename Wolverine.
It's very mean, Randall. It's very mean. Do we have anything else to say about the Purge other than how much we want it to happen in real life?
No.
Randall wants the Purge to happen, guys.
I'm into it.
I want to see a tweet from Donald Trump about the purge. I want him to like plant that seed.
I swear if somebody asked him about it, he'd be like, yeah, the purge is great. It's cool. If it was a real thing. He just doesn't know.
We'll look into
that.
We'll have to consider. Once we figure out what's going on, we'll look into it.
Well, people forget about it now, but at the beginning of his campaign when he was talking about deporting Mexican people and someone was like, isn't that like kind of like how the Holocaust started? And his answer was something like, we're going to have to do a lot of things we thought were unthinkable. Just a few years ago.
Whoa.
It's like, wow.
It's really, wow.
That's a ballsy answer.
Yeah.
That's Donald Trump, though.
Oh, that's so depressing.
Yeah, so I feel like he'd say the same thing. Like, purge, maybe. I don't know. See what happens. How are we going to end gun violence, if not through some sort of purge kind of thing? Because there's a lot of guns, and it's not just crazy white rednecks who own them.
A big magnet.
Yeah.
There it is. I didn't even think of that.
Scoop all those guns up.
I didn't even think of that. How do we keep it from scooping up all the other metal? Doesn't matter.
Just unthinkable stuff.
I'll have some of the smartest guys look into it.
Yeah.
It's gonna have the smartest guys.
These magnets are gonna fuck up your PlayStation, but it's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be worth it.
That's a policy I'd be fine with that. Just run a big magnet over the flyover states.
Yeah.
Get rid of a lot of guns that way.
Yeah. Look out.
And a lot of unnecessary vehicles you need cars for there. Should we do comments?
Sure.
Definitely.
You know, it's a big world out there. It's easy to feel like the things you say don't even matter. I want you to know that's not true. We call this segment Your Voice Matters, where we read your stupid fucking comments from the past few shows and respond to them personally. Fade it on, Brad. That was fun.
Where are the comments, man?
Don't worry about it. Don't you worry about it. Do we have voicemails?
We do. You can call the voicemail line at 505-3-UNPOPS.
That is 505-386-7677.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. This is exciting.
Hey, Adam Todd Brown.
Hey.
Eric, I work for you. My wife and I just had a baby of our very own, and we named him Adam because that's the most powerful name we could think of. Since you're a fellow Adam, what are your tips and tricks for raising the most powerful Adam we can? Thanks.
That is Eric Germ, who writes columns for Cracked.
Nice.
And he did just have a baby. Well, his wife had a baby. He's not that cool. And they named him Adam. How about that? I don't think it was like after.
Congratulations.
No, it's like, I don't think it was after me. It would make sense because I'm pretty great. But I think it's just a coincidence. But he asked tips for how to raise the most powerful Adam possible.
Lots of Xanax.
Yeah, just drugs. Like, get them into drugs early. Like, you want them smoking weed at least by 15 or 16, yeah, just to keep them on an even keel. So he doesn't, like, get really edgy and shit and go shoot up a school or something. Don't let him shoot up a school. These are really basic parenting things that a lot of people forget.
This is good stuff.
Yeah, I just say that. Just get him into drugs and don't let him shoot things. And just the name alone should
balance everything
should
else
guarantee
out
that he grows up pretty powerful, because I don't think I have to remind anyone that's also He-Man's name is Adam. So
yeah.
And he'll be Prince one of the Adam first names called all the time. So he'll always...
Yeah, he's going to be in front of the line for front a lot of stuff. I had an A for a first name and B for a last name.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I was killing it in the line game. Yeah. Like grade school.
You won the line lottery.
It was pretty great. I get seconds at lunch.
What?
Yeah, my school, you could get seconds if there was enough left, and it...
But it went alphabetical?
It very unfairly still went in alphabetical order. Like, you would think it would have, like, flipped, and the Z's would get... Nope.
Well, Z's every other day they should rotate.
The Z's just got their food. They wouldn't. They're gonna go right back.
Yeah, and they shouldn't have a disgusting last name.
They're not even
with a Z.
Done eating. They don't need seconds.
Yeah.
Of course, you start at the beginning again.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Goddamn right. I agree.
But the Z's should go first another day.
No,
that's communism, bro.
Yeah. Do you not even know the alphabet?
Like, yeah, you do it opposite.
No.
It's like an Excel spreadsheet. You click the button. All this sort button again.
All this bullshit about fairness is not going to work during the purge.
Although that's one of the biggest bullshit roadside sobriety checks, when they're like, say the alphabet backwards. Like, I can't even do that when I'm sober.
That's what they want you to say.
About? Yeah.
So you admit you're drunk.
I've heard that. Is that true? It's.
I don't know. I'm a podcast. I know nothing about law enforcement.
Brett used to be a cop.
Yeah.
I would just start saying a different alphabet, like a Klingon alphabet or something.
You know a Klingon Randall alphabet?
Randall.
Do you think the cops do? Probably not. So I could be like,
prove me wrong, bitch.
Who's drunk now, motherfucker? You could have been Googling the Klingon alphabet this whole time, and you were just watching me like an idiot. I think it's safe to drive away from here now. And then I get shot in the back 8 times. Yeah, so Eric Germ, you did the right thing naming your kid Adam. I really can't, that's the best advice I could give. Just name your kid Adam.
Next voicemail.
Next VM. It's called VMs, right?
Hmm? What is that? VM, what does that stand for?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Okay. Could you say it backwards?
No.
No.
Because you're drunk.
Adam and Brett, would you rather have pubes for teeth or teeth for pubes?
Oh, God.
That's disgusting. Fuck. That's disgusting.
The question was, if anyone missed it, would we rather have pubes for teeth or teeth for pubes? Oh, wow.
So you're like a whale. You have
pube teeth. Pube teeth.
Yeah. Is it like
that's
that?
That's cool.
Like a
you're baleen.
Hey, you have something in your teeth. No, it's just all pubes. It's not supposed to be there. Whatever's there is supposed to be there.
Yeah.
No, I would think you.
I
really
think I would go for the teeth pubes.
Oh, God.
There's horror movies about that.
The teeth pubes aren't going to keep you from getting laid.
Yep.
They're not?
I don't...
Like, if I saw a big tile of...
I mean...
I don't
patchwork
my
teeth
pubes
down there.
Down there, but, like, you're already there, you know? You'll work around it.
No, you can
walk up to someone and meet them with pube teeth.
Yeah, I don't use my pubes to get down to business. I use my teeth to eat.
You could cover your pube teeth with dentures.
Well, I'm assuming they would still be effective, viable teeth. Like, they're not just going to be, like, mushy.
No,
pubes.
Man.
I figure they're going to be like
pubes. No, they're pubes.
Like dreads or something where like they're
needle,
hardened
like needle,
and you can bite through
needle
them.
Teeth?
No, I think they're pubes.
No, it'll just be like a pad of finely sculpted, carved pubes that,
you see what
are right
you
here and you bite your,
no,
bite your food
because,
with them.
But then what would the teeth pubes be? They would be teeth. Right? Down there.
You don't eat down there.
So
it's not how you eat food, Kat.
No, I understand, but I'm
it's
saying
not how it works.
Your line of reasoning for why this in this scenario your pube teeth would be hard is I don't think valid.
No, I don't think so either. That's,
I feel like I would have
to, that's more insane. It's taking it to the next level of insanity.
Pretty good protection.
What if it's what it comes to in the future?
Yeah. You got to make the choice.
I mean, you can at least like keep it to yourself that you have teeth around your dick, like if you're just walking around smiling, talking to people, just like, you know,
they're gonna see it. They're gonna see it in your eyes. They're gonna see it. That's guy with teeth pubes right there. And what happens if you want to shave them? Do you have to pull them?
Yeah.
You have to extract your teeth pubes if you want to trim up down there, because there's going to be
maybe
swelling.
Maybe you bleach them. Maybe manscaping is bleaching your pube teeth.
You're going to be out of commission for like a week minimum. Because I remember when you had a tooth pulled?
Yeah.
Nightmare, right?
Yeah, it was awful.
Imagine if you had a whole field of them down there.
Yeah, I was already doing this math. So walk me through it.
Yeah,
you'd have to brush your pubes with a little toothpaste.
You could shampoo them just when you're washing your hair, just a little in your mouth, massage it around your gums.
This is the worst.
I think pube teeth are the clear winner, obviously.
I disagree. I'll see you at the teeth pube.
Well, I guess there's only one way we can settle this.
And if the NSA is listening, put this guy on a watch list.
No, this is really exciting. Is that all for voicemails? Should we read regular comments? I'm asking because I don't have my computer, so reading regular comments is hard for me right now. Hey, read a comment, Randall.
Boxer briefs.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Nicole Ivy. She was responding to Jeff. He had a weird outburst where he insisted no one should wear boxer shorts.
Why?
I don't know.
Weird.
Boxer briefs, because that's what he wears. That fucking guy. Fucking
fascist.
Oh, what a monster. Tubbs McGruff says, I want the monkey from Cool Hand Luke. So do I. What are we talking about?
Favorite animal celebrity.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, the monkey from Cool Hand Luke. The IKEA monkey would be cool. The monkey that ripped that woman's face off in Connecticut. I'd like to have that to just send it around to do my bidding. That's who I'm teaming up with on Purge night.
Monkeys?
Send that fucking monkey out into the streets.
Yeah.
Put a GoPro on its head.
Smart.
Yeah.
Make a robot or like, you know, robots.
Live stream it on Twitch. It'd be amazing.
Norway de Illest has an answer for the question about why the Boston Tea Partiers were dressed as Native Americans. He says it was a political statement. They were wearing Indian garb to distance themselves from Britain to appear, quote, more American.
That's not how it works now, pal. Mm-hmm. You don't dress up in Indian garb to appear more American.
Yes, you do. If you're at Coachella, just put on a headdress. So blessed.
Yeah.
Headdresses at Coachella are the best.
I like that Michael Cosma calls his penis a yogurt slinger.
Oh, God.
That's horrible.
Is that weird?
I've just never heard that before.
I never want to hear it again.
Well, that's like...
I mean, to work, and let me tell you...
If we're talking science...
Slinger pops out through the flap and rubs up against the zipper.
Angry Samoan says, I agree with you, ATB. Eliza Schlesinger is fucking terrible. I'd like it noted that I didn't say Eliza Schlesinger is terrible.
Whoa.
Jeff did, but I agree.
Really? Jeff said that?
Yeah, we had a whole thing. Someone asked about comedy specials.
Oh.
Which ones they should watch, and we just kind of went on a rant about which ones you shouldn't watch.
Oh, I love that. I'll have to listen to that.
Yeah.
But that's funny.
Ali Wong.
Oh, you didn't like it?
I don't like her.
Okay.
We'll edit that out. Just joking. No, we won't. Okay, here's a Dear Zachary comment. God damn it, I just watched Dear Zachary after all this talk on the show. I was expecting this crazy, sad, meaningful documentary, but what the hell? This documentary is a piece of shit. Oh, this is a good take. We don't see that often. This story is super sad, and the twist is brutal, but it's totally ruined by the absolutely horrendous edit. Like, pasting those talking mouths on pictures? Jesus Christ, what a shit show! Someone died, you monster.
Hey, man, editing is important. It's the invisible art.
Cat edits videos.
I do.
Anyone?
Oh, someone,
very thanklessly.
That wasn't very obvious.
A gentleman sexually harassing Jeff May here. I'd put some May on a sandwich and eat it.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. That means he'd put bread on his dick. What? Right?
And eat it with his teeth pubes. Someone just said Sam Jackson? Yes. That's how I answer that question. The same person, TJ Arnie, says, what kind of monster are you, Brett? Brett, what kind of monster are you?
Some kind of monster. Metallica.
Really great song. That was Metallica's finest moment, if you ask me. Come on, guys. Toons is the driving cat is the only real answer. Yeah. Who wouldn't want Toons is the driving cat?
Anyone who wants to arrive safely to their destination.
That's
very low.
Very nitpicky.
Very
I'm sure Toons has improved his driving.
Average on Yelp. Not on Yelp, on Uber. Very low.
Do you use Yelp to get rides?
I personally Yelp review all of my Uber drivers afterwards. I create a business for them.
Toonces was one of my favorite SNL skits.
That was a good one.
I love that. Toonces is the drive, and then just like immediately would drive and crash. Oh, good times. I want a driving cat. I just want a cat. I'm going to get a cat soon.
Oh, don't do it.
Yeah, Randall, you get tormented by your cat.
Yeah.
Your cat owns
high maintenance, high maintenance little dude.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Very needy.
I want a cat that hates Randall.
Yeah. Where's all the hate on here? Do you go in and like edit it out, or do you not get trolled?
I'm seeing some trolls.
I don't get trolled that often. People really like me.
Amazing.
Tim Clark trolls me sometimes, but he's
a good, strong Adam
piece
name.
Of shit from Australia, which is like basically a prison colony still. I don't know. He said, I watched about 10 minutes of Baby Cobra one time, and she seemed like a monster. Just an incredibly hateable person. I don't know who he's talking about.
Is Baby Cobra a comedian?
He's talking about Ali Wong again. And then he followed it up and said, reminded me of ATB in that regard.
Mm. That's a little bit of a trolling. That's a
yeah,
little,
yeah,
a little,
he does. But it's all in good fun.
It's a little It's more like a little flirt.
Until I see him in person, and then I'm going to snap his neck.
Yeah.
And suplex him into a bookshelf. Into a bookshelf.
You're going to be in a bookshelf.
So we'll have to be in the United States when that happens.
With you.
Because right. No one reads in Australia.
Yeah.
Because they're all stupid and illiterate. We're going to be coming there on tour soon, by the way. No, we're not. Never. Never going anywhere near Australia. Do we have any more comments?
He says, Tim Clark 46 also says, I saw Dredd. It was kind of boring.
Oh,
incorrect statement.
Fuck off. Dredd
yeah.
is great.
Come on.
It's good times.
Some things are not a matter of opinion.
Well, it's just good here, but like in Australia, like how water runs an opposite direction.
Yeah.
Good movies here are shitty movies there.
Yeah, it's bizarro rules.
Yeah. That's why when we get all their good movies, like the Snowtown Murders, they're garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just have a backwards sense of what's good. Because it's like opposite world down there.
What about Mad Max?
That was just an Australian actor, though, right? That wasn't like an Australian movie.
Yes, it was.
Was it?
They shot the whole thing in Australia.
No, that doesn't make it an Australian movie.
What makes a movie any of any nature?
If it's made by people in Australia.
It just means it was. Did you watch the Oscars?
The director?
No.
Every single person who got up was like, oh, crikey, I wasn't expecting this.
But it was an American company that released the movie.
The director, well, distributor's the director is not them. Australian. The director is American.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
I believe, yeah.
Dennis Miller, I think.
Yeah, Dennis Miller. Dennis Miller directed Mad Max,
yeah,
I believe.
I think if the
Spy Kids 3D.
If the director is American and the writer is American, it's an American
movie. The studio that makes the movie is American. It's an American movie.
They just went to Australia for the tax benefits.
George Miller and his Australian film director, screenwriter, producer, and former medical
They went
doctor.
To Australia because it's a dusty post-apocalyptic nightmare.
And the entire
that looks perfect for
where's
post-apocalyptic
George
movies.
Australia.
Oh wait, George Miller is Australian?
That doesn't mean
He's
anything.
From Chinchilla, Queensland, Australia.
It's not even a real place.
Okay, it is an Australian movie, my bad.
From Chinchilla City.
Everyone, oh my God, everyone, did you watch the Oscars?
No!
Every
How many
designer,
times do I have to tell you that?
Editor, cinematographer was Australian as fuck.
Were they all wearing like Outback?
They were wearing t-shirts. Weird things.
Outback Steakhouse.
The lady who won best costume was wearing like a hubcap.
That was great. That was great. That was my favorite
I don't
part.
Like that movie anymore. People all sound like assholes.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great movie. Everyone should see Mad Max. All of them. Even the one with Tina
Even
Turner.
Even Tina Turner.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, what's love got to do?
That's a different album.
Uh-huh.
Different album.
That song for the
That's
great,
movie,
a great movie.
Movie that Private Dancer came from.
Yeah.
That's Mad Max. All right. We should probably get the fuck out of here. Randall, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah.
Continue.
Hmm? Oh, right now?
Okay.
Yeah, follow me I have a lot. I tweet a lot. I got a lot of tweets. You just follow me on
this is a nightmare.
Go to Twitter. Go to twitter.com and then I tweet, and then that's where you can find all the stuff that I do.
What's your name on Twitter?
It's my name. It's my real name. But there'll be a link here in the comments.
Absolutely not.
It's going to be a link in the comments.
Absolutely not.
And then you get to see all my tweets and all the stuff that I do. It goes through my Twitter. So then just wait till I tweet there.
Okay.
Out about it.
Okay. That was very concise. I like that. Cat. You have something to plug, right?
I do. Oops. Sorry, I just almost broke this table.
Jesus.
Sorry. By the way, I just got punched in the mouth with a microphone.
I'm starting the purge in this room. Sorry about that. Yeah, I shook this lovely table. My Twitter is at Kat Reinhart, CatRinehart. I have a book out of short true stories called Did I Sell My Eggs for This? It's on an app called Tapas. You have to download the app and go into Comedy Books. And there's my book.
We will put a link to that in the comments.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Right next to my Twitter.
Nope.
That's where I keep all my tweets.
Check it out. You can read the first, I think, like 8 stories for free.
8? That's generous.
There's a lot. There's like there's a bunch.
There's 11 stories.
I might have that number. Yeah.
Hey, if you want those last 3. Then.
It's pretty much free. I'm giving it away. Now check it out.
Cool. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Everyone check that out. What do I have going on? Darkest Hour, July 8th.
Adam, do you have anything to plug?
I have The Darkest Hour, July 8th. Come see me at that. And then we're doing all kinds of things next week. Be sure you listen. We're announcing fun things like a new website and new podcasts and maybe a tour and maybe a way for you to give us money that we'll need. All of those things.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's excited for that one.
Yeah, especially that last one.
Their wallet.
It's going to be very exciting. So yeah, come back next week. We have big announcements.
You know this is exciting?
No. What?
Season 18 of Big Brother.
Oh, my God.
Might I say, I have a podcast called Hey Julie. You can find it on Twitter at HeyJulieBB. You can find me on Twitter at Brett Rader. It's fun. A lot of people who listen to this show are listening to it. So thank you, and check it out if you like the silliest reality show of the summer.
Brett, do you have anything to plug?
I do.
Okay, good.
Brett, do you have a podcast?
You know what else is exciting? The 18th season of Big Brother.
Okay. Oh, and follow me on Twitter at Adam Todd Brown. Follow the show on Twitter at Unpops, on Instagram at unpops.podcast, because some chisel monkey out there has Unpops already. They've posted one thing. Once the purge happens, guess who I'm going after first?
Chisel monkey.
Getting that fucking Instagram page back.
Yeah.
Set it right. What were you going to say, Kat?
How come you don't have a blue check mark by your name on Twitter, Adam Todd Brown?
It's real bullshit. No one at Cracked does. But every motherfucker who's ever written for Death and Taxes is verified on Twitter.
Is Cracked verified?
I think we might finally be, but it's very recent. It's bullshit. Like, I'm not. That's why I don't worry about it. I'm not going to sit here and compare people who are verified to my account, because that would imply that I've done that before. And obviously not. I'm just guessing when I say every person who's ever written for Death and Taxes. .com is verified on Twitter, even if they have 118 followers. Damn. And nobody gives a shit if they're real. They are verified on Twitter. Go check it out if you don't believe me.
Right for death.
Nothing weird about that.
Goes all the way to the top.
Yeah, those are the people that are going to be saved during the purge, I bet.
Oh, you're right.
Fuck.
They're going to take your Twitter followers.
Not alive. I'll kill every one of those motherfuckers before they take them. My Twitter followers, I mean. Go out and preemptively.
Good.
I want to be the one to do this. All right, that seems like a good place, Dan. Randall, say goodbye.
Bye.
Brett, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Kat, tell everyone goodbye.
Bye.
Hi, everybody. We love you.